So it's good to see you all. Every time I write a sermon, I think of the Beatles with Father McKenzie penning the sermon to the words of a sermon that no one ever hears. And I'm glad that's not the case here. So, working. How was your work week? That good. Retirees, how was your work week?
Great.
Thank you. We know retirees work real hard. They work at everything. They work at play, they work at entertainment. They work. It's a lot of work to be retired. I'm not retiring. Working. Jesus in the synagogue, teaching, working on the Sabbath. And while teaching, he sees a woman who has bent over for 18 years, disabled by a spirit. Jesus speaks, lays hands on her, and instantly she is restored. Disabled by his spirit. What does that mean? Since no exorcism, help me here. Took place. Perhaps the phrase disabled by his spirit is the manifestation of the evil one's opposition to humanity. And she feels it, and it's on her heavy. Still working on that, though. However, she is restored. Glory to God. Jesus did what Isaiah wrote. He will satisfy your needs in sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. She is restored. Everyone is amazed by this, right? Kingdom work is being done here. Working. But the leader of the synagogue, who is working, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, really? Respond by telling the crowd, there are 6 days when work shall be done. Therefore, come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath. Oops. I guess the leader forgot what Isaiah wrote. If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourself in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the need of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like noonday. Yeah, not so much. Working. God had in mind that work would be something sacred. It was meant to be a gift from Him, not just something we do to keep body and soul together. God ordained that a large percentage of our lives will be spent at work. So He sought to make it meaningful and fulfilling to us. God honors work. So honor God in your work. Whether we are aware of it or not, the work we do is also an expression of our character. Working. But the Lord answered him, leader of the synagogue, and said, hypocrites, doesn't each of you untie his ox or donkey from the feeding trough on the Sabbath and lead it to water? Satan has bound this woman, a daughter of Abraham, for 18 years. Shouldn't she be untied from this bondage on the Sabbath day? Working. So life goes on, even on Sabbath day. Working. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord. Working. I believe in the Sabbath. Rest from the working week. Rest from the labors of life. I believe in a Sabbath God where we all find rest. And if we put God first in all our labors, then every day becomes a Sabbath day. And Sunday becomes a day we meet as a body of Christ to worship, to share, laugh, cry, maybe reach out and touch someone that brings glory to God. Working. God is here. As we, your people, meet to offer praise and prayer, may we find in fuller measure what it is in Christ we share. Here, as in the world around us, all our varied skills and arts wait the coming of the Spirit and to open minds and hearts. Working. Amen.